one of my friends, told him just how our story ends. Did all I could to try to make it work, but you drug my heart through the Alabama dirt. I've been at the house, climbing them walls, checking that calendar, Xing days off. Hit another bar, call another friend, throw a few down to the story again. Hey, hey. I met me a girl, she got a beautiful heart, eyes of blue. I don't hardly ever think about you.
Here because you're here, shopping locally and listening locally on your radio, smartphone, computer, and tablet. Real Country, 1430 AM stereo, WRDN, Durand, Kellogg, Stockholm, and 107.3 FM. Translator, W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. The Israeli Security Cabinet has accepted the ceasefire deal with Hamas. It now just needs full ratification from the government. It would go into effect Sunday. ABC's Ian Panel has the latest from Tel Aviv.
A war ravaged Gaza. A ceasefire can't come soon enough. Israeli airstrikes raining down on the strip since the agreement was announced, killing more than 100, according to the Hamas-run health authority.
The deal would see the release of 33 hostages, the first three taking place on Sunday. The Supreme Court could rule today on whether the law that bans TikTok in the U.S. can go into effect Sunday, but the Biden administration says they do not plan to enforce a ban, and President-elect Trump's incoming national security advisor says there are plans in place to keep TikTok from going dark. The president commuted the sentences of almost 2,500 nonviolent drug offenders and better weather conditions, getting Southern California residents and firefighters a reprieve. This is ABC News. A truck driver in Texas pleading guilty in the deadliest smuggling incident in U.S. history.
The scene inside a tractor trailer found parked alongside a San Antonio road in June of 2022 was horrific, according to U.S. Attorney Jaime Esparza.
As temperatures rose, the people trapped inside screamed and banged on the walls for help.
53 of the 67 men, women, and children in the trailer would die. Now the driver of the truck, Homero Somarano Jr., has entered a guilty plea. He'll learn his sentence in April. The 48-year-old could get life in prison. Jim Ryan, ABC News, Dallas.
The FDA is allowing Zyn nicotine patches to stay on the market, saying the potential benefit of weaning people off traditional tobacco products outweighs risks it may pose and the popularity it's gaining with younger users. It's the first time the FDA's explicitly approved Zyn, although it allowed the sale while the product was still under review. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
Welcome to Staples.
I am so pumped. My business is going to kill it this year.
Awesome. How can I help?
First, a new computer.
With Staples home and office hot deals, you save big on tech.
And new posters.
Save on custom printing, too.
And,
A new chair?
A chair? Who has time to sit?
Maybe all your new clients?
Now you're talking.
With Staples home and office hot deals, you'll find huge savings on custom prints, storage, chairs, and tech. And now save up to $175 off your print order. Exclusions apply. Visit staples.com/print for details. Ends 2-1.
After you use Bounce Dryer Sheets and realize how fresh, soft, less wrinkled, and less staticky your laundry can be, you'll
put a sheet on it
every time. Like those socks that smell like they've been through a marathon.
Put a sheet on it.
Or that blanket that's got wrinkles on its wrinkles.
Put a sheet on it.
Maybe even your chatty coworker who keeps distracting you. Okay, Bounce Dryer Sheets can't do it all. But for fresher, softer, better laundry,
put a sheet on it with Bounce.
Tax season is here. Don't pay more than you have to. Let the experienced tax professionals at Sundstrom & Company in downtown Durand help you explore ways you can save money on your taxes. Sundstrom & Company works with farms, corporations, family-owned businesses, and individuals to make your tax headaches disappear. Call or visit Sundstrom today for an appointment at their Main Street Durand location next to the Courier Wedge. Sundstrom & Company, local accountants providing quality tax and financial management since 1980.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Mostly cloudy, windy, and warmer today with a few flurries or a little freezing drizzle this afternoon. We'll get to 38 for a high today. Tonight, it gets a lot colder, down to 5 above. Tomorrow, sunshine, windy, 8. And then we drop below zero, and we're going to stay below zero through at least Tuesday afternoon. Get the bathroom you've always wanted, interest-free. BCI Bath and Shower, 800-329-4115. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 34.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network, I'm Ted Ayland. Democrats in the Wisconsin legislature have announced their first bill package of 2025. Assembly Minority Leader Greta Neubauer said the Lowering Costs, Improving Lives bill package would lower the cost of housing, groceries, and prescription drugs for Wisconsinites and help uplift working families and seniors. The Department of Health Services confirms a pediatric flu death in Wisconsin. DHS says respiratory illness activity is currently high in Wisconsin, and emergency department visits due to flu and respiratory viruses have also increased. DHS encourages everyone 6 months and older to get vaccinated against the flu and COVID-19. And the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources will host 5 career fairs across the state over the coming weeks. The first is tomorrow in Eau Claire, followed by stops in Oshkosh, Milwaukee, Fitchburg, and Woodruff. Ted Ayland, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Rural Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
Rural Mutual Insurance, the number one farm insurer in Wisconsin, is here for you even when the weather isn't. With crop hail damage, protect your operation from hail, fire, lightning, and more. Visit ruralmutual.com/farm.
Rural Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
Building a new home or remodeling and need a new plumber? Call Bauer Plumbing and Septic. Need a perk test or septic system? Call Bauer Plumbing and Septic. Need sewer line cleaning or repair? Call Bauer Plumbing and Septic. Need a new water heater or repair? Call Bauer Plumbing and Septic. From basic plumbing to big projects, call Chris Bauer of Bauer Plumbing and Septic Service at 715-672-8224. That's 715-672-8224.
Together, we're living in a smart rural community. A smart rural community is connected by a fiber optic broadband network for economic development, education, healthcare, government services, security, and more. 24/7 in West Wisconsin Telecom is a small local company with a big vision to develop and maintain a fiber optic broadband network that connects smart rural communities from the ground up. To learn more about smart rural communities, visit 24/7 in West Wisconsin Telecom online at wwt.net.
Good morning, it's 8:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Winkins. News this hour being brought to you by Bauerville Tire and Service, Durand and Mall Drive, Eau Claire. The Goodrich Family Funeral Home, serving the Durand area for 5 generations and featuring monuments from lifetime memorials. 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom. Bauer Plumbing and Septic Service, Durand. And Sundstrom & Company, your local tax experts, Durand. The Durant City Council has set the rates for the upcoming swimming lessons this summer. Durant Mayor Patrick Milliron says residents of the Durant, Arkansas School District will have a discounted price for lessons.
If you're in the Durant, Arkansas School District, it's $25. And then the other cost is covered by the school district through summer school. If you're not a resident of the Durant, Arkansas School District, you pay the full $50.
The new Tarrant Park Pool is set to open in June. The Wabasha County Sheriff's Department is asking for help after a sign was stolen. The Sheriff's Department announced Tuesday that someone had stolen the welcome sign that greets visitors to Millville. Investigators believe the sign was stolen either Sunday or Monday. Anyone with information is being asked to call the Sheriff's Department. The Chippewa Falls Area United School District wants to change its elementary school boundaries. It's because the district's experiencing a decline in enrollment. On Wednesday night, the board had its first public informational session, and Superintendent Jeff Holmes said a study from Applied Population Laboratory validated the need to look at whether or not the boundaries need to be adjusted. The potential new boundaries aren't available yet, but the district's considering all options during this early stage. There are no official decisions about when the changes would be made. The district will host more public sessions in the future as the school board will make a decision by the end of March. The Wisconsin Department of Financial Institutions and other state regulatory agencies across the country are accusing the company behind Cash App of violating banking rules. Wisconsin DFI officials are involved in an effort to investigate Block Incorporated to determine whether the firm is kept up with all anti-money laundering regulations. Block is paying out an $80 million penalty under a multi-state settlement, and they are agreeing to hire a consultant to generate and submit a report on Cash App usage. Banks and financial companies are required by law to verify the identities of users and to report suspicious transactions. State regulators believe Block has not complied with those rules. Minnesota Governor Tim Walz is hoping Minnesota lawmakers will agree to cut that state's sales tax and reduce spending on some Department of Human Services programs. Walz unveiled his proposed state budget yesterday. The governor says his budget is fiscally responsible, reining in spending on disability waivers, special education transportation, and Medicaid inflation adjustments. He also wants to expand the number of professional service businesses that would need to pay state sales tax while proposing a slight cut in the sales tax rate. The two-year $66 billion proposal now goes to the legislature for consideration. You're listening to WRDN News.
For five generations, starting in 1883, Goodrich Funeral Home has been serving families in the area. The staff members of Goodrich Funeral Home will guide your family in creating a meaningful ceremony to honor the life and memory of a loved one. A ceremony can be anything you wish it to be, simple or elaborate, traditional or unique. No matter how it's tailored, such a ceremony is an important step in recovering from loss. Goodrich Funeral Home, our family serving your family for years to come.
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bauer Built Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bauer Built Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durant. Bauer Built, built on service.
The first pediatric influenza-related death of the season in Wisconsin has been confirmed. The Department of Health Services says that respiratory illnesses are currently high in Wisconsin, with ER visits due to the flu and RSV increasing, especially for children and infants. 16 pediatric influenza-associated deaths have been reported nationwide for the 24-25 season. Former Wisconsin Congressman Sean Duffy is promising to focus on safety and infrastructure improvements if he's approved to serve as U.S. Secretary of Transportation. Duffy laid out some of his plans for the office during a confirmation hearing before U.S. senators. Duffy has received bipartisan support in the appointment from Wisconsin's current Senate representatives, Democrat Tammy Baldwin and Republican Ron Johnson. If the Senate Commerce, Science, and Transportation Committee approves Duffy, his appointment will go before the full Senate for a vote. The Wisconsin Court of Appeals is again rejecting a filing from convicted killer Stephen Avery. The court issued the ruling on his third appeal request yesterday. Avery's attorney claims a different suspect killed freelance photographer Teresa Halbach in 2005, then planted evidence on Avery's property. The appeals court called those arguments speculative. Avery's case received widespread attention after it was featured in the Netflix documentary series Making a Murderer. Wisconsin is one of the top states offering the most energy assistance. A report by Home Energy Club compared states based on financial renewable energy incentives, average energy prices, and low-income energy assistance. Wisconsin was ranked fifth overall, with Indiana and Iowa in first and second place for providing the most assistance. Negotiations to help build a nationally popular convenience store in Wisconsin are moving forward. The Village of DeForest is working with state and local officials to obtain about $7 million in funding to update an interchange along I-39-90-94. The work would support development of a Bucky's convenience store near the interchange. An engineering study found that the current infrastructure is unequipped to handle the expected traffic for what is expected to be one of the world's largest gas stations. The DeForest development would be the first Midwest location for the Texas-based Bucky's chain. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Winnekins. Mike's Tire and Service Center reminds you, we know too often our veterans and military spouses have trouble finding jobs. Join the Alliance to help support our transitioning vets and their families. If you're an employer, take advantage of their skills. Hire smart and hire vets. That from Mike's Tire and Service Center in Elmwood. For all your complete auto repair needs, call the ones who care and trust at 715-639-3000. That's 715-639-3000 for Mike's Tire and Service Center, Elmwood.
Legendary baseball broadcaster Bob Uecker is dead, losing his battle with cancer at the age of 90 yesterday. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Uecker played for the Milwaukee Braves and called games for the Brewers for 54 years. Former Brewer Ryan Braun said he's grateful for the time he had with Uecker.
There's very few humans that you come across in life who you know are going to have a profound impact on your life, and Bob was very much one of those people for me, and I would confidently speak on behalf of most of my teammates over the last 15 years and say most of us felt the same way.
Team owner Mark Attanasio.
You know, it's going to be very hard to not see him the first day of spring training. It's going to be very hard to go into the booth and not see him. It's going to be very hard to walk through that ballpark, American Family Field, and hear a voice that's calling the game that's not his.
Packers GM Brian Gutekunst said the time to compete for championships is now.
You always have some disappointments in the year. I think for me, the thing that's been on my mind, I think, as we've concluded this season is we need to continue to ramp up our sense of urgency. These opportunities don't come, you know, the life of a player in the National Football League is not very long. We got a bunch of good guys in that locker room. We got a bunch of talented guys in that locker room. And yeah, I think it's time that we start competing for championships, right?
Gutekunst met with reporters on Thursday in Green Bay, putting the wraps on the 2024 season. With the Packers struggling to get more consistent pressure on opposing quarterbacks, Matt LaFleur fired his defensive line coach, Jason Rebrovich, yesterday. The Packers had 45 sacks, but 15 of those came in two games. The Bears are getting close to their next coaching hire. Fox Sports reporting that Lions offensive coordinator Ben Johnson and former Cowboys and Packers head coach Mike McCarthy are the two finalists for the position. Women's college basketball, the Badgers' losing streak has reached six. They fell to unbeaten the ninth-ranked Ohio State 80-69. Sarah Williams at 20 points and 17 rebounds in the loss for the Badgers. Horizon League, Green Bay beat Detroit, Oakland down Milwaukee. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
My friends swim no matter the season, but my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis can sometimes take me out of the moment. Now, thanks to Skyrizi and clear skin, count me in. With Skyrizi, Risankizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection for adults who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy. 3 out of 4 people achieve 90% clear skin at 4 months.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
Thanks to Skyrizi, there's nothing on my skin, and that means everything. Ask your doctor today about Skyrizi, the number one dermatologist-prescribed biologic in psoriasis, and visit Skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
J.J. McCarthy should be ready for the 2025 season. Kevin O'Connell told reporters yesterday that the Vikings' first-round quarterback is back on the field doing football activities. McCarthy was the 10th overall pick in the 2024 draft, but he tore the meniscus in his right knee during Minnesota's first preseason game in August. He had season-ending surgery soon after, allowing Sam Darnold to start for the 2024 season. Another team news, Minnesota re-signed defensive tackle Jalen Redmond yesterday. The Minnesota Wild aim to avoid a third loss in a row. They'll host the Nashville Predators at Bridgestone Arena tomorrow night. The Wild just lost to Edmonton 5-3 at home Wednesday night. Minnesota is in second place in the Central Division. Now the game will start tomorrow at 7 o'clock. High school basketball from last night on our Duran Fresh Market scoreboard. Duran Fresh Market, your hometown grocery store. In boys basketball from last night, Durand, Arkansas defeats Spring Valley 43-41. Boysville wins over Mondovi 38-33. Cannon Falls defeats Lake City 98-88. Elk Mound over Elmwood Plum City 64-43. Goodhue defeats Schaefer 75-48. Colfax wins over Glenwood City 68-62. Winona Cotter defeats Wabasha Kellogg 56-50. And it was Eau Claire North edging River Falls 61-60. Girls basketball last night, Cochrane Fountain City defeats Alma Pepin 53-47. Cotter defeats Wabasha Kellogg 56-26. It was Goodhue over Kaysen Manterville 72-70. Lake City, they went over Cannon Falls 80-72. And from girls hockey last night, Rochester, they easily defeat Red Wing 12-0. High school basketball today on the Durand Fresh Market scoreboard in boys basketball. Independence Gilmanton will travel to Alma Center Lincoln in the Darylin Conference. Cochrane Fountain City is hosting Alma Pep and Augusta at Eau Claire Emanuel Lutheran. Middle Border Conference boys basketball tonight, Somerset at Altoona. Barron travels to Osceola. Red Wing is hosting St. Croix Central. Girls basketball in the Dunn-St. Croix Conference tonight, Durand, Arkansas is at Colfax. You'll be able to hear that game here on WRDN with the Advent Health Panther preview at 7. Tip-off at 7:15. Other Dunn-St. Croix Conference girls games tonight, Plum City Elmwood at Glenwood City, Mondovi hosting Elk Mound, Boysville at Spring Valley. Middle Border Conference girls basketball tonight, Somerset at Altoona, Amory hosting St. Croix Central, Prescott at Baldwin Woodville, Ellsworth hosts Osceola. Again tonight, we'll have girls high school basketball, Durand, Arkansas at Colfax, with coverage beginning at 7 here on WRDN.
Mornings can start feeling the same. Wake up, brush teeth, go to work. But with breakfast from Wendy's, it's like, wake up, brush teeth, baconate with a breakfast baconator. Roll with the sausage breakfast burrito. Buddy it up with a honey buddy. Or get seasoned with seasoned potatoes. And then go to work. Sorry. When you're ready for a fresh wake-up call, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.
This ice fishing season, make Ryan's Sports Shop in downtown Durand your first stop before you head out onto the ice. Ryan's has rods from St. Croix, jigs from Scandia, panfish plastics, and more. Find that perfect spot with a Garmin Striker Plus ice bundle with a built-in Garmin chip and sonar where you can create your own ice fishing maps. Plus, Ryan's has augers from Strike Master and K-Drill. Whether you're an expert or a beginner, get all of your ice fishing supplies at Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
I'm Tim Lesmeister, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by Onyx Fish. The last time I was out fishing with Freshwater Fishing Hall of Famer Dave Gens, we got into a school of walleyes we didn't expect to get into. I was changing all my gear over from crappie gear to walleye gear. Gens was doing something completely different. Tell you what he was doing, but first...
Ice fishing is here, and it's time to hit the frozen water with the Onyx Fish app. Use the Fish app to find new places to fish and sort lakes by species, abundance, trophy, and keeper potentials. Onyx Fish also shows you hotspots, lake-by-lake regulations, and private and public land ownership information. For a limited time, download Onyx Fish for free in Minnesota and Wisconsin, or head to onyxmaps.com/fish to get more information on the app that's changing the game on ice.
So freshwater fishing Hall of Famer Dave Gens and I were out on the ice, and we were actually targeting crappies. But we got into a school of walleyes that we didn't expect to be there. I was switching all of my stuff over to what I thought would be better walleye gear. I was putting on big half-ounce jigging spoons, digging out some bigger minnows, and I was going to try and catch a few of those walleyes doing that. Gens did something that was, well, it was outside of my realm of thinking. He used the same lure he had set up for crappies, which was a jig head, and he put a bunch of additional maggots on that jig head instead of just a couple of maggots that he had rigged up for when we were going to be targeting crappies. He loaded that thing up, put about 8 of them on the hook. They were sticking out in every different direction. And he sent that thing down and boom, he started whacking walleyes. He was catching a lot more walleyes than I was on a jig head and maggots. This is from the pages of the Outdoor News.
Well, good morning, kiddo. I love that you're home from college. I've missed you.
Still taking your nature-made vitamins?
Every day. A multivitamin and a probiotic. You better be taking yours.
Still looking out for me, Mom.
I'll never stop.
Made to care for you every day. Nature Made, the number one pharmacist-recommended vitamin and supplement brand. Find us in the vitamin aisle, based on a survey of pharmacists who recommend branded vitamins and supplements.
Shop can't-miss deals going on now during Pro Savings Days at Lowe's. For a limited time, get a free adjustable stand when you buy a DeWalt 12-inch miter saw. That's a $229 value. Plus, save $680 on a Midea 4-piece kitchen appliance suite. Now just $1,796. Lowe's knows savings. Lowe's knows pros. Valid 113 through 124. Cannot be combined with additional discounts. While supplies last, see store or Lowe's.com for more details and qualifying items.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Mostly cloudy, windy, and warmer today with a few flurries or a little freezing drizzle this afternoon. We'll get to 38 for a high today. Tonight, it gets a lot colder, down to 5 above. Tomorrow, sunshine, windy, 8. And then we drop below zero, and we're going to stay below zero through at least Tuesday afternoon. Get the bathroom you've always wanted, interest-free. BCI Bath and Shower, 800-329-4115. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 34.
Real Country.
Real Country.
1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
Years old, couple cane poles sitting down by the creek. Lines in the water, watching those bobbers, seeing that red sun sink. Mama's on the porch yelling, supper's hot. Y'all come and get it. We yelled 5 more minutes. At 16, it was 12:03, standing at her front door. Katie's dad said midnight, but we needed just a little more. Yellow light flipping on and off, interrupting that goodnight kissing. We wanted 5 more minutes. Time rolls by, the clock don't stop. I wish I had a few more drops of the good stuff, the good times. Myself 5 more minutes. At 18, turned my helmet in, walked to the 50-yard line. Just the coach and me, after we lost 8-10-9. And I cried, man, next time to get in here, I'll have to buy a ticket. Can't you give me 5 more minutes? Time rolls by, the clock don't stop. I wish I had a few more drops of the good stuff, the good times. Oh, but they just keep on flying right on by like it ain't nothing. I wish I had me a pause button, moments like those. Grandpa said there's angels in the room. All the family gathered round, knew the time was coming soon. With so much left to say, I prayed, Lord, I ain't finished, just give us 5 more minutes. Time rolls by, the clock don't stop. I wish I had a few more drops of the good stuff, the good times. Oh, but they just keep on flying right on. Had 5 more minutes. Five more minutes.
Visit and support all our sponsors and tell them thank you for advertising and supporting local radio with Real Country 1430 WRDN.
You better think.
Go Mondovi Buffaloes.
From all of us at Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
Caught herself a somewhere wind. I haven't heard a word and haven't seen her since. She disappeared quicker than this double shot of gin. Cause everybody at the bar started asking,
how's your girl?
She ain't my girl.
Where's she been?
I ain't quite sure. Good question, no telling, but I'm betting she's probably in Texas. Amarillo, all I know. George Strait said it. Yeah, that's where all them exes go. If she ain't with me out here in Tennessee, then I don't know where she's headed. I'm guessing, I reckon she's probably in Texas. She's probably in Texas. She might be down in Georgia at her mama's for the week. Could be Carolina, California. Something's telling me she's somewhere in the Lone Star State with all the rest. Yeah, that one king song knows best. She's probably in Texas. Amarillo, all I know. George Strait said it. Yeah, that's where all them exes go. If she ain't with me out here in Tennessee, then I don't know where she's headed. I'm guessing, I reckon she's probably in Texas.
How's your girl?
She ain't my girl.
Where's she been?
I ain't quite sure. Good question, no telling, but I'm betting she's probably in Texas. Amarillo, all I know. George Strait said it. Yeah, that's where all them exes go. If she ain't with me out here in Tennessee, then I don't know where she's headed. I'm guessing, I reckon she's probably. She's probably in Texas. She's probably in Texas. She's probably in Texas.
Blake Shelton in Texas on your station for the superstars of country music. We'll get to George Strait, also Leanne Womack. Listen for Post Malone and Luke Combs coming up.
We've got what you want, we've got what you need. Your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Durant Smokehouse has custom-cut beef, pork, chicken, and more. Master Butcher Roy has custom recipes for burgers, brats, chicken, and more to make any meal a success. Try Durant Smokehouse's famous beef sticks and natural hot dogs, too. Visit Durant Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durant.
We've got what you want, we've got what you need. Your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Break the winter blues during the second annual Lake O'Galley Association Clarence Schneider Memorial Ice Fishing Contest and Winter Event Saturday in O'Galley. Prizes in six different fish categories or catch O'Gal and win $20,000. The winter event includes kids' drawings, door prizes, raffles, and more. Diamond sponsors include the O'Galley Sportsman's Club, Sunstrom & Company, Maxville Truck & Repair, Ron and Paul Sins, and Tim and Sue Anderson. The second annual Lake O'Galley Association Clarence Schneider Memorial Ice Fishing Contest and Winter Event this Saturday in O'Galley.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Mostly cloudy, windy, and warmer today with a few flurries or a little freezing drizzle this afternoon. We'll get to 38 for a high today. Tonight it gets a lot colder, down to 5 above. Tomorrow, sunshine, windy, 8. And then we drop below zero, and we're going to stay below zero through at least Tuesday afternoon. Get the bathroom you've always wanted, interest-free. BCI Bath and Shower, 800-329-4115. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 34.
1430 AM and 107.3 FM. Real Country.
Sound of the American heart. what's gone. Sing the rain on the roof on summer night where they still don't wrong from right. Sing a song about the heartland. Sing a song about my life. They still know wrong from right. Sing a song about the heartland. Sing a song about my life.
Your home for Durand Panther Sports is Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
here for you 24-7. We're Real Country.
Real Country.
1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
I'm looking for someone to put the tires back in the drive, and if they don't, then I just might lose what's left of my never-loving mind. I'm damn near down to my last down. I'm pretty good at breaking down a heart, but picking up the pieces is the hard part. She's searching for someone who's gonna build it.
All right, celebrity birthdays for today. Jake Paul is 28. Jim Carrey is 63. Steve Harvey is 68. Calvin Harris is 41. Maxim Tchibarkovsky is 45. Dwayne Wade is 43. Actress Zooey Deschanel is 45. Kid Rock is 54. Lil Jon is 53. Maury Povich is 86, and RFK Jr. is 71 today.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit WisconsinSoybean.org.
There are better known tractors in the world than Coyote. Ones with bigger names, longer histories, more popular hats, cute toy lines. But there's not a single tractor ever been built that's better equipped to do the dirty work. So we'll just focus on what really matters. Coyote, we dig dirt.
Dig some dirt with a Coyote tractor, now available at Anabu Silo, Highway 25, Durand.
Life insurance. Why are you putting it off? Can't afford it? Too much hassle? Think you don't need it? There's lots of excuses for putting off life insurance. But if you weren't there, who would pay the mortgage and other bills? With Ethos, you could be covered in 10 minutes and boom, family protected. Ethos, fast and easy online term life insurance. Up to $2 million in coverage with no medical exam. Some policies as low as a dollar a day. Answer a few health questions and get your free quote at getethos.com. That's getethos.com.
Real Country. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
Big
baseball sinking in the water. Toes in the sand, couldn't get much hotter. Little umbrella-shaped margaritas, coconut oil tanning senoritas. Oh, now I know how Jimmy Buffett feels. Hands on the wheel, cruising down the interstate. Gas pedal sticks, carries my car away. I was going as fast as a rambler goes. I could feel the speed from my head to my toes. Oh, now I know how Richard Petty feels. Well, I've been around the block a time or two. Done almost everything a boy can do. I've done some living, yeah, I've had fun. But there is one thing that I haven't done. Saved 2 months, bought a little diamond. Tonight's the night, feels like perfect timing. Down on one knee on mama's front steps. Man, I'm gonna die if she really says yes. Forever feels. Well, I've been around the block a time or two. Done almost everything a boy can do. I've done some living, yeah, I've had fun. But there is one thing that I haven't done.
Heart of gold. Yeah, I like brassy. I like them brazen and bold. Well, they say that opposites attract. Well, I don't agree. I want a woman just as tacky as me. Yeah, I like my women just a little on the trashy side. Yeah, I like my women just a little on the trashy side. When they wear their clothes too tight and their hair is dyed. Too much lipstick and too much rouge. Gets me excited, leaves me feeling confused. And I like my women just a little on the trashy side. Yeah, I like my women and I like them on the trashy side.
Shop locally. Listen locally. Real Country. 1430 AM at 107.3 FM. WRDN.
I'll meet you home. God's golden shore.
He'll meet you on God's golden shore.
Real Country, 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN, Durand, Downsville, Pepin, and 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Israel's Security Cabinet recommended the ceasefire deal with Hamas that now just needs Israeli government ratification. That's expected. It would stop 15 months of fighting. 33 Israeli hostages would be released over a six-week period, says ABC's Ian Panel and Tel